Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Be better than the Paul and Jordana bleep show.
Gulf moisture gurgling northward, 2 to 3 inches of liquid equivalent.
What was that? Sound like I'm gargling with marbles or something. What was that?
So, God. The boys in my life, and I want to get to that story of the Cessna landing in Florida. The boys in my life, my husband and my son, both told me, okay, the big one, my husband said, honey, I'm going to go hit balls. And my son, little one, said, I'm also going to go hit balls. One is golf balls, one is baseballs. And Paul, I worry they're both about to just get downpoured on. Is it going to hold out for at least, I don't know, 20 minutes so they can...
Oh, yeah. You got an hour or two. There's stuff now moving into Mankato, one-inch hail moving into Redwood Falls. Look, I think you're okay up until 6:30. But southwestern suburbs, you know, as you get towards Chaska, Shakopee, Belle Plaine, that stuff could be in by 6 o'clock. For most of us, 6:30, 7 o'clock. So they're okay for a few hours.
All right. They're just going to Minnetonka. Yeah. So hopefully they can, the baseballs and the golf balls will get in, they'll get outside a little bit, and then they'll come home and not be soaked.
Are they strong swimmers? Just asking.
Oh, let's hope it doesn't happen. That's right. Okay, good to know. Thank you. And this just incredible story is coming out of Florida, which, again, usually has crazy stories coming out of Florida. But dude was in a Cessna, and a medical emergency happened to the pilot. And this guy landed it with no prior flight experience whatsoever. It's chilling. It's amazing. It's awe-inspiring. That's why we've been asking for your hero stories on the text line, which you can share with us or call in 651-461-9226. But David, let's hear how it all went down.
Curious situation here about pilot. John, no idea how to fly the airplane, but I'm standing in 9100.
Number 333, Lima Delta, roger. What's your position?
I have no idea. I see the coast of Florida in front of me, and I have no idea.
What was the situation with the pilot?
He is incoherent. He is out.
Number 3, Lima Delta, roger. Try to hold the wings level and see if you can start descending for me. Push forward on the controls and descend at a very slow rate.
Yeah. So it's not easy. I mean, I wouldn't say it's intuitive that just because you can drive a car or a tractor, you can fly an airplane, because you have to. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you need to take into account. Flaps, as you land, he had to activate the flaps to slow him down. He had to know the throttle to be able to ease up on the gas, and just, you know, keeping the wings level, not crashing, not going into a spin, not going into a stall.
Crashing.
This guy's a superhero for doing this, and it could have ended very differently, but he kept his cool, and he listened to instructions. The guy at the air traffic control tower, turns out, was an instructor used to dealing with students and was able to talk him through it coolly, calmly, got the guy down. So,
that
but again, my takeaway is do not fly with incoherent pilots.
Well, you know, can you imagine when that pilot did wake up and he was like, what the, yeah, how did we get down? And, oh, by the way, sorry, dude, that I almost killed the both of us. I mean, dude had a medical emergency, so we don't know what happened to him yet. If it was a heart attack or a seizure or something like that, I hope he's okay. But that is just an unbelievable story. An unbelievable story.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Pilots have to get physicals, too. And they have to prove that they got physicals and that they're not prone to certain things. So they have to be checked. But even so, stuff falls between the cracks. Life happens, right?
Life happens. A heart attack, a stroke. I mean, oftentimes you can't always predict those things. Right. And God forbid an aneurysm. You know, you can't always predict those things. Who knows? He could have been a healthy young man and something terrible could have befallen him. Or, you know, he could have had an illness, a food poisoning or, something worse. You never know. You never know. So we're taking your hero stories because they've been making us feel good. 651-461-9226. This texter writes, and by the way, the Cessna Caravan is a very complex airplane. There you go. Complex airplane. David, you have a great hero story that made us laugh.
Well, I mean, sure, I didn't land a plane, or as Shelley told us last hour about catching a baby in a parking ramp. We're going to replay that later in the show here. That was amazing. But I do have an interesting story. I was driving home late one night. I think this was just after I was married, and it's midnight or whatever. And I was probably driving home from a shift here, I guess. And I stopped to help somebody who was right on my exit, a mile from my house, who was changing a tire on the side of the road. I go, I don't know, it's a bad day for somebody. They're changing a tire. And I pull over, and there's a guy in a pickup truck, and he doesn't have the right tools. He didn't have a jack. He was borrowing a vehicle, and I had everything in my car I needed. So I spent, 15 minutes and got his spare tire on, and it was no big deal, and I was ready to go. And then in the course of conversation, I found out he was in the Army, and he was back on leave, and he was coming back from deer hunting, and he was so thankful that I had helped him. And then he offered me, I remember he just came back from deer hunting. He said, do you want some venison? I'll give you a quarter of the deer I just shot. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with that. I'm not a deer hunter. I'm not sure. But I guess, you say yes to that. If you help somebody and they offer you, you just say yes. So I'm in my apartment at 1 o'clock in the morning with a large piece of deer that won't even fit in my refrigerator. And I just pull a knife out of the knife block and start cutting it into different pieces. Yeah. And I had no idea how to, and I'd never done it before, but you just start cutting and putting pieces in bags and putting some in the fridge and some in the freezer. And it was fine. We made it into some jerky and put some in a stew or a chili or something. And it was great. So
That's cool.
The most Minnesota story I have ever heard. Yeah,
I just happened to have some venison. And he gave it to me in a black trash bag, too. I mean, I guess that's how you transport deer, I guess. I don't know.
I guess. Never say no to fresh venison.
Classic. Wow. I love that. Cool.
So anyway, to be clear, he's the hero in this story. He's serving our country. He's in the military. Yes. I just, happened to help him change a tire one day. So.
You were a secondary hero.
Sure, I'll take that.
Because most people would not have stopped. Most people would not stop. You were a good Samaritan. We need more of that. People who,
I agree.
Take a chance on other people and help out, right? That's why we're here, to help out.
Yes, but Paul, come on now. You see a pickup truck pulled over on the side of the road. It's midnight. You're alone. Are you pulling over? I am not. I am not a good as person as David. And I would be afraid to pull over. Maybe I would call for help for that person. But David, you are an excellent human, and I am definitely going to hell.
No, I don't think that's true. Look, that's not.
It's a little harsh.
There's a time and a place, and a 24-year-old male who's in his own neighborhood and has tools in the trunk, like that's who should pull over. I'm not pulling over with my kids in the car. Right? I'm not pulling over.
Maybe a woman by herself. Yeah. It's not.
No, it's not a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And DJ, you were not armed with an AR-15, right? You were not heavily armed.
No, I had my.
You took a chance on this guy.
I had my cordless DeWalt Impact, but not a gun, no.
Ouch.
Great story.
That would leave a mark.
When we come back, a little bit more from DJ. He's going to preach travel. Maybe the advice isn't pull over and help random strangers at midnight when you're alone, but he has some other terrific travel advice for us next.
My favorite segment of the week. Mm-hmm. travel tips. We all love to travel. Don't have to go far to enjoy the joys of travel. And DJ, I know a lot of people are saying, well, you know, the price of everything is up. Gasoline is up. Airline tickets are up. Hotel prices are up. How can you scratch that edge and do so responsibly? What are some things you've learned over the past couple of months?
Well, yeah, I think like everybody, I'm looking at summer travel and even some trips this spring and looking at prices of things and shocked by, you know, some of the prices for airline tickets where you used to be able to go places for 100 or 200 bucks. And now in a lot of cases, that's double. And you go, all right, I was looking at trying to go somewhere on the East Coast from Minneapolis. And it's 300 bucks minimum to go anywhere on the East Coast. And I was looking at June, for example. And
you mean for flights?
For flights. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
300 bucks round trip. And that's like the bare bottom. Like it's hard to find anything cheaper than that. And depending on where you're going, it could be $400, $500, $600. And it's, you know, if you're trying to do a trip with a family like I am, that can really add up fast. And then even once you get there, then you're doing the rental car and gas prices are high in hotel and everything, and it can just add up fast. So I think a lot of people are looking around going, okay, when should we try to travel this year? So I just wanted to share a couple of the ways. Here's how I'm thinking about it, in really small or really big ways, like where that leads me. If things are really expensive, some of the normal things that I would consider doing, even like some flights to Denver, which are always usually cheap, like, okay, you used to be able to go to Denver for, you know, maybe $89 round trip, and now that as well is double. I go, okay, am I really going to do that? So the first thing I'll share is just what I did last weekend. We had kind of a free weekend, and we thought about doing a quick flight somewhere, or we even thought about, we found a really cool place we wanted to rent that was way up north. It was like 5 hours away, which we would do. Like, I wouldn't think twice about driving 5 hours in a weekend. It's a lot, but I would do it. But then you start thinking about, all right, we like that place, but I'm going to spend $300 in gas in a weekend just to go there. And I go, I don't know if I'm really doing that. So here's what we did. We rented a tiny little Airbnb that was actually like it was just a house in the country, like outside of Hinckley, that this, you know, it's like a house and they have a barn and some outbuildings, and then they have some acreage and they have three little cabins that they've built on their property. And it was like a studio cabin. So there's the, you know, kitchen, living room, and a bed area right there. And then they had this little loft. We called it Winter's Princess Castle that she got to sleep in up in the loft. And there was like little books and toys up there. And we had to help her climb the little ladder to get up to her loft. And you know, we brought a little pack and play for our two-year-old. And it was like nothing spectacular, right? We're just at some little tiny cabin on some little nondescript farm, and we went to downtown Mora and stumbled on a little fundraiser, and they're, you know, singing songs in the street, and we went to a park. And like one of the highlights, completely unexpected, but we're on this like property, and there's cats. And my kids just fall in love. Like, we don't have animals at our house, but they fall in love with these two cats, and they're playing with the cats and running around in the grass with them. And you know, the whole thing was like $100 a night to rent this deal, and it's an hour away, and we brought most of our own food and went out for coffee a couple times. And in the face of, you know, we could have spent $1,000 or $2,000 or more that weekend, and we chose to just keep it simple, go an hour away, rent something for two nights, and we still had a really great adventure. And I love this. We actually, the way we do a lot of these things is my family will come pick me up from work because we want to get going right away at 6 o'clock on a Friday, right after the happy hour. I want to get on the road. Right. And Katrina said she was packing up the car and she couldn't find the kids. The kids were in the car. They went to the car.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They know it's coming. They know it's Adventure Day. And they climbed into their car seats on their own. And they're just waiting for mom to buckle them in so they can go.
But DJ,
yeah.
Your kids don't know and your kids don't care as long as you're together as a family.
Yep.
And
you
put your finger on it. It was an adventure.
Yes.
I mean, you could go to some posh hotel. Your kids wouldn't care. But the fact that you're all together, being spontaneous. I love the fact that you went into Mora. And we have so many great little towns.
Yes.
You should explore all of them. They should all be on your wish list.
Agreed.
That is so cool.
Yeah,
I love that.
That was really fun. So,
Isn't that why you named her Caper? So you can go have
capers? So we could go on capers. That's exactly right. Okay, so that's my first bit of advice. And the second bit of advice is going to be completely different, okay? Because here's the deal. While a lot of traditional travel, including like domestic airfare, is really high right now, there are still some corners of the market where you can find a good deal. For example, we were looking at maybe doing something this summer, and I was exploring some tickets, and I ran across some international tickets that were actually fairly reasonable. Like,
really?
Yes. So like, we just heard that there's a new airline flying to Frankfurt, Germany. I forget the name
Condor.
Of the airline. Yes, Condor.
Condor.
So when things like that happened, now all of a sudden Frankfurt, Germany is one of the cheapest places, at least for a few month period. It's one of the cheaper places in Europe to fly to. I found flights to Frankfurt, Germany starting at around $600 round trip. And, you know, depending on when you go, you might be $700 or $800 or $900. But under $1,000 to go to Europe, if you're thinking about going to Europe and you're going, should I go to Orlando for $600 round trip or should I go to Frankfurt, Germany for $900 round trip? Well, go to Frankfurt. Now's the time. Like, go to Europe if you can find a flight like that. Now, your schedule might have to be flexible and, you know, it depends on what your situation is. But it might be the time where the domestic travel has gone up double, but the travel to Europe might be about the same or only a little more, so maybe it's the time to go. I also found tickets. Sun Country, our hometown airline, goes direct to Anchorage, Alaska, which I really want to go there because it's the last state that I haven't been to. I've got 49 down and one to go, and
you
round trip
to
Alaska this June. Next month, I found tickets starting as low as $320. And that's a direct flight to Anchorage, Alaska.
That's
so, again,
you got to see Denali.
I want to go see Denali. And again, that's cheaper than flying to Baltimore. So, which one are you going to choose? Anchorage or Baltimore?
Weird.
Let's go.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm thinking.
Yeah, don't go to Baltimore.
Go to Anchorage.
Go to Anchorage. Yeah. Now, once you get there, you know, gas is $5 a gallon and you'll pay $200 a day for a rental car and stuff. So, just know that that is a possibility.
I liked Fairbanks too. I mean, Alaska is like going to a different country.
How far is it from Fairbanks to Anchorage? You can drive that, right?
You can do it, and Denali is kind of in the middle.
Yes,
I think it's probably like 4 hours, maybe mm-hmm. 4 or 5 hours mm-hmm. to drive from Anchorage. But it's a gorgeous drive, and Anchorage is such a cool town.
Yeah.
Just spend some time wandering around mm-hmm. Anchorage. Yeah. Yeah, you should definitely do that.
Okay.
You'd love it.
Well, we'll see. I'm undecided about all of that, but I'm looking at some untraditional things because the normal
Good
domestic flights are not doing it for me right now.
You know what's even cheaper is Mora. Mora is cheaper.
Yes. I know. Yes. I don't think I'm going to Mora for a whole week, though. weekend was good.
Go see the cats. Super fun. DJ, great stuff. Preach and Travel
with DJ.
We love hearing about your adventures. So should you get another booster shot? Dr. Poland answers that question next. I just thought it was a fun name for a tour, the Beers on Me tour, because it's not. He's not paying for the beers at the concert.
No.
It's a $15 beer at the concert, and I guarantee, who is it? Dierks Bentley? Who is it?
Yeah, Dierks Bentley, yeah.
I mean, dude's not paying for everybody's beers, so thanks, buddy, but no.
Must be really
I wish he was. Beer. Right? Yeah. I wish he was. It's a cute song, though, I guess. Anyway. We spoke with Dr. Gregory Poland a little while earlier in the show. And if you missed anything in the show, it's been fun. So use the Odyssey app and the rewind feature, WCCORadio.com. You can always listen live. You can rewind in real time. But we did speak with Dr. Poland, and we asked him if you should get a fourth shot, which is like a second booster shot. Here's what he had to say.
If you're elderly and if you have significant medical issue or you're immunocompromised, no question about it. Run, don't walk to get that second booster. If you don't fit into those categories, here's the fractional benefit. It decreases the risk of death from 0.1 to 0.03%, decreases the risk of severe disease by about 3.5 times, and that lasted through the 6 weeks that they looked and followed people. And it decreased the risk of symptomatic infection by twofold, but that only lasted 8 weeks. So there's a benefit. It's a fractional benefit.
Weeks.
Yeah. And it's related to the fact that we just keep generating these variants because globally we are not taking this seriously. I bet you, Paul and Jordan, if I got on the show today and I said, you know, guess what? We're going to have a virus circulating that can cause symptoms for the rest of your life. It may hospitalize or kill you. We're going to have 77,000 cases a day. 20,000 Americans a day are going to end up in the hospital, and 400 or 500 a day are going to die. There would be panic. And yet I've just quoted exactly what's happening right now with COVID, which is only getting, more pronounced, worse in a sense. And we act like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, Jory, I mean, look, we're over it. The problem is COVID isn't over us, mm-hmm. right? And, man. Anyway,
That's
good to have
problem.
Greg Poland. Greg yeah. Poland on, Dr. Poland. He always has a unique perspective and not celebrating just yet. We shared the story that guy that was along for the ride in an airplane over Florida, and the pilot conked out, and he somehow landed the plane. The air traffic controller guided him through, got the plane down on the ground safely. And we asked you what your hero story was. I shared my story saving a woman, and she was wearing a bikini at the time, which made it awkward, but I did perform the Heimlich maneuver. She was choking on a Dorito, a Cool Ranch Dorito chip, and anyway, I saved her life, apparently. But it's a really bad commercial.
I think
Doritos,
he's pausing so that you can give him some accolades, Jordana. You should.
If I do say so myself.
I was waiting for crap from Jordana, and it's so unlike her just to be quiet.
I was just waiting for then, you know, I don't know, something else to happen in the story. I mean, okay, no, you did a great job. You saved her life. That was
wild. No. I thought it's the whole bikini angle. It was weird. It was
that's
awkward.
It. You continued that she was in a bikini. I was waiting
but
for that.
I do
you know,
not discriminate.
Sexist comment and to come up.
If somebody's choking, no matter what they're wearing, help them out. That's my takeaway. All right. Anyway, Shelley from Elk River called in, and she had a story that topped them all.
I was working as a medical assistant for an urgent care clinic, and I was actually a nursing student at the time. And I was wheeling a patient over to the hospital to be admitted, and all of a sudden I saw our escort screaming and yelling, waving his arms, that there's a woman delivering a baby in the parking ramp. And so he took my patient, and I jumped over a fence and ran up to the parking ramp, and there's people pointing, she's up there. And there was this woman laying on the cement floor of the parking ramp, and she is delivering this baby. And there's another woman next to her, didn't know what to do with herself, and so I just grabbed the baby as it was coming out, and it was a little girl. And I made the woman next to her take off her sweatshirt so we could wrap the baby in a sweatshirt.
So she scoops up a baby coming out of someone's uterus and then makes the lady next to her get naked so she can wrap her up. I mean, that's a hero. What are you doing? It's a parking garage. That's unbelievable. Shelley continued on the story to say that the woman who was giving birth was with another woman who said, yeah, she was having labor pains, but I figured if we go get drunk, they'll make the labor pains less. So the two went out and got drunk, and then this woman gave birth in a parking garage. I mean, that's an insane story. Yeah. And thank God that Shelley was there, because that could have ended badly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.